Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Understanding Tax Lien and Tax Deed Investing No Fluff by C.R. Wesley is a short practical guide in the real estate investing genre, focused specifically on tax lien and tax deed strategies. Based on the book description and reader feedback, its purpose is to explain how these auctions and certificates work from both the property owner and investor perspectives, while keeping the presentation direct and usable. It is positioned as part of the Real Estate Knowledge Series and appears intended for readers who want an accessible entry point into a niche area that often feels confusing or overly technical. Rather than offering broad real estate theory, the book concentrates on the mechanics, opportunities, and risks of acquiring tax liens and tax deeds. Its tone is educational and concise, aiming to help readers understand the process well enough to take informed action. The emphasis on no fluff suggests a focus on practical explanation over background padding, which is a major part of its appeal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how tax liens and tax deeds function as distinct investment paths. A central value of the book is that it separates tax lien investing from tax deed investing rather than treating them as interchangeable terms. That distinction matters because the investor is not buying the same thing in each case. A tax lien typically involves acquiring the right to collect delinquent taxes, often with the possibility of earning interest or penalties if the owner redeems the property. A tax deed generally involves moving toward ownership through the tax sale process. By explaining both structures, the book gives readers a framework for understanding what is actually being purchased, what rights may follow, and why different jurisdictions can produce different outcomes. This is important for beginners, because many mistakes in this niche come from misunderstanding the legal object being acquired. The book's practical strength is that it frames these strategies as separate tools with different mechanics, timelines, and risk profiles, which helps readers make better comparisons before entering an auction or buying a certificate. Secondly, the taxpayer and investor perspective in the same process. The search material indicates that the book explains what happens for both the taxpayer and the tax buyer, which is an important analytical choice. Many beginner resources only describe the investor side, but tax lien and tax deed investing cannot be understood fully without also seeing the owner side of the process. Delinquent property taxes create a legal and financial timeline that affects the homeowner, the county, and the buyer at the sale. By covering both perspectives, the book can show why properties end up in these auctions, how redemption or foreclosure may work, and why due diligence is essential before bidding. This dual perspective also helps readers avoid simplistic assumptions about acquiring property cheaply. Instead, it encourages a more realistic view of the process as a legal mechanism tied to unpaid taxes, public revenue collection, and property rights. That broader framing improves decision-making because an investor who understands the taxpayer situation is better prepared to evaluate title issues, occupancy concerns, and likely redemption behavior. Thirdly, a beginner-friendly map of the auction and purchase process. One recurring theme in the available descriptions is that the book makes a complicated process easier to follow. That suggests it functions as a process map for readers who are unfamiliar with tax sales, auctions, and post-sale procedures. For a niche like this, clarity about sequence is crucial. Investors need to understand how properties or liens are advertised, how auctions are conducted, what information is available before bidding, and what responsibilities begin after a purchase. A beginner-friendly guide is useful, precisely because the major barrier in this field is often procedural confusion, not lack of interest. The book appears to address that barrier by giving direct explanations rather than a broad theoretical overview. This kind of structure matters because tax lien and tax deed investing depends on timing, local rules, and legal steps. A reader who follows the process more clearly can avoid costly errors such as bidding without understanding redemption periods, missing filing requirements, or assuming that all tax sales operate the same way. Fourthly, opportunities and pitfalls in a niche real estate strategy. The book does not present tax lien and tax deed investing as effortless profit. Instead, it highlights both opportunities and pitfalls, which makes the content more credible and useful. In this category, opportunity usually comes from acquiring a tax-related interest at a discount, earning returns through redemption, or gaining a path toward property ownership. But these benefits are paired with legal complexity, title uncertainty, local rule variation, and the possibility that a property is less valuable than expected. A practical guide should therefore teach readers how to think about downside as seriously as upside. That balance appears to be part of the book's purpose. It likely helps readers understand that the strategy can be lucrative only when the investor carefully evaluates the auction rules, the property condition, and the likely outcome after the sale. By emphasizing both sides of the equation, the book discourages overconfidence and encourages disciplined analysis, which is especially important in a niche where mistakes can create long holding periods or unexpected obligations. Lastly, a concise reference for taking action without excess theory. The no-fluff framing is one of the book's strongest differentiators. In practice, that means the book is designed as a compact learning tool for readers who want usable information without excessive elaboration. This matters because tax lien and tax deed investing can be intimidating when explained in overly technical or academic terms. A short, direct resource can lower the entry barrier by helping readers focus on the essentials, what the strategy is, what the process looks like, where the risks are, and what steps matter before acting. The book seems especially suited to readers who value efficiency and want to move from curiosity to informed research without getting buried in jargon. It stands out in its category by pairing straightforward language with a specific niche focus, rather than trying to cover all of real estate investing. That narrow scope makes it more practical as an introductory guide, especially for people who need a clear starting point before they study local rules or begin evaluating actual tax sale opportunities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are exploring tax lien and tax deed investing for the first time, as well as investors who want a compact refresher on a specialized corner of real estate. Its main practical benefit is clarity. It reduces confusion around a topic that is often explained in fragmented or overly technical terms. Readers should come away with a better grasp of how tax liens and tax deeds differ, why the taxpayer side of the process matters, and what kinds of risks can appear even when the opportunity looks attractive. That combination makes it useful not just as an introduction, but as a screening tool for deciding whether this strategy deserves deeper study. Compared with many books in the same genre, it appears to stand out through brevity, directness, and a focus on actionable understanding rather than broad motivational language. It is not trying to be an encyclopedic real estate manual. Instead, it offers a narrow, practical guide to one niche strategy, which may be exactly what readers need before committing time or money to this market. If you would like to support C.R. Wesley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.